I like Wick as often.
Yeah.
Matt, you're really gonna have to speak up today, Matt.
I've been told that multiple times. What are you looking for from related to this? It seems like the last outing maybe there's some hold on. It's a little critical of yourself after.
Yeah, you know, Cap is kind of hard on himself. My message to Cap is just go out and attack. Attack the zone. Try to pitch to contact early. And utilize his fastball. His slider and change are plus pitches. And when he gets ahead of hitters, he can get swing and miss with. So, you know, I think overall, it'd be nice to get Cap through this lineup a few times. And feeling good and confident again, building off the success he had last start.
The last three that he's really used the fastball a lot. What is that
do for him? What is he trying to do? Well, in order to pitch the big leagues, and you got to establish your fastball, you got to be able to locate and command it. His hitters are too good to just rely on breaking pitches. For us, any good quality fastball strike is a positive and generally creates contact, weak contact, early count, which allows you to get deeper in the game.
Last night, slew outing, was that a little bit of a breakthrough possible?
That was a great outing.
Seeing a little bit of a pitching in the
game. Yeah, firm cutter at 93, effective slider / somewhat curveball at 81 off of that lane. That was really good stuff last night from Blue, and that's a big positive for us to get him going again and get him back in that mix.
It gives you that more experience. It gives you a guy that's been there before that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got big stuff. We know stuff plays in the bullpen. You look at bullpens across the league, and they're built with guys that have electric fastballs and wipe out secondary. So Blue's got that. Building off last night and getting that confidence going, it should be helpful for Lou and our club.
It seems like he hasn't really been quite a cutter. He's always had an emphasis on being
trying to work out that. I think it's a confidence with that pitch when you're feeling good with it. If you don't have success with it, you tend to go somewhere else, which is common. You're trying to find things to get hitters out with. So last night, warming up in the bullpen, he had confidence in it, and we utilized it in the game effectively.
We've seen from
his ability to get hitters out. He worked out of the jam. I think for him, a little bit better forcing command, but not perfect yet, and he's got confidence in throwing his cutter at 90 in the zone and for strikes. So there's a few three ball counts that we look at, but in his role, you can do that. When he's going two or three innings, as opposed to when he's starting, you're getting those three ball counts, and now you're in the fourth inning with 85 pitches. So I think that we'll continue to utilize all are in that role and continue to look for the progressions of limiting the three ball counts and getting through a few innings with limited pitch count.
What changed with the two corner outfielders last night? We had a lineup with those guys different than where they were. You Pinder and left, you put Brown back and right. Was it something like watching balls off the muster at all, or just something that we have it down to? Made a change earlier that we didn't know,
No, in terms of those guys, having the comfortability of the two positions, they're both comfortable on either side. When they went out for batting practice and work off the wall and working right, my conversation with both of them led me to make the change and put Pinder in left and Brown in right. They're both capable of playing both sides, so it's really what they were most comfortable with last year.
Remember the first time that you went to
Would I be lying if I said I don't remember going inside that wall? I don't remember ever walking inside the wall. I have not been inside that wall yet.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what reminded me of that? My son today went inside that wall, took a picture. I was like, where is this? So, yeah. I've yet to step foot inside that wall.
So, like, you maybe want to do that?
I'm not sure. Yeah. What's in there?
I don't know. Jed said he never signed the
signature thing. He was doing it today? I'll have to ask Jed how it went. Maybe if he says it was a great experience, I'll jump in there.
I have a question about your managerial tenure. You know, before you ever started managing, I'm sure you spent time thinking about, you know, being a manager, how you use data, how you make decisions. You obviously thought about that after you got hired. Now that you've done it for a few months, are you doing everything pretty much as you expected, or are you finding yourself actually doing anything differently?
No, I think that's a good question. I think I'm doing it to kind of how I envisioned. You know, obviously being with the A's since 2016, I'm very familiar with how this organization likes to do things and has had success doing things. I'm also mentored under Bob Melvin and watched him navigate, you know, the information as well as the in-game information and utilizing, you know, I think all aspects of what the game's telling you, what the player's telling you, and what the data's telling you leads to, in my opinion, the best decision-making processes, and I think I've stuck to that. So
no surprises in retrospect?
Not yet. No, not yet. So.
All right, guys.
Good.
Thanks, Hudson.
All right.
Thank you.